The following program has been pre-recorded.
It's the Moneyline Show. If you have a question concerning your money, retirement, or estate planning, or if you're simply looking for some direction in investment education, stay tuned. You'll find the Moneyline Show most informative and helpful. Now, here's your host for the Moneyline Show, George Dukovich.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich coming to you from the studios of Today's Wish, 99.7 FM here in Pittsburgh. And a good morning to you, and thanks for tuning in. You can hear our program here Saturday mornings at 7:30, Sunday's tape replay at 6:30. And, of course, we're doing the shows from location because of the lockdown and all the issues that are taking place around us. But I'd still like to say thanks for tuning in and welcome to our program. I know I talked to a few people, they'd like to listen when they're out for breakfast. Boy, I could go somewhere for breakfast, but nobody's open to get any breakfast made. That simple things like that sound like a lot of fun right now. But I'd like to thank you for tuning into our show. Don't forget, we are here on Saturdays, 7:30 to 8. I take your phone calls. Actually, I'll take your phone calls up until about 10 o'clock, normally 9, but 10, at 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119. If you call during the show, just leave your name and number, and I'll call you back because we're not in the studio, again, because of the lockdown and everything else. But my name is George Dukovich. I'm a certified financial planner and registered investment advisor with Raymond James Financial Services. Raymond James is a member of FINRA and SIPC, and we specialize in the areas of full-service financial planning, covers a lot of different areas, dealing with investments, dealing with emotional issues like the market selling off because of the major health issue that we're having. We deal with those. We deal with taxes. You know, here we are, what's the 12th of April. Normally, you'd be scrambling to do your taxes and get those in, but you do have a reprieve. You have a couple months to get those in. But I'm going to say most of the people, I think, are probably getting their taxes done. I know the ones that we do in the office, pretty much everybody's in line to have those done by next week, April 15th. A lot of people feel good to get them in, get them out of the way. But if you have issues where you couldn't or you're not able to get those completed, or the people that normally do your taxes have issues on getting them completed, don't worry. You have time. You have a lot of time. So don't worry too much about that. You should be fine. Plus, you have extra time to add money to your IRAs also. So good thing it pushed it all back. However, in a couple of months, if you do owe money, make sure you have the money handy to, you know, pay the income tax. They haven't waived the payment of income tax. They're waiving a lot of other things, but they haven't waived the payment of income tax. So you want to make sure you get those done. What an interesting week for the markets, right? Last week we were talking about, you know, how much the markets were down. Last week we were talking the Dow was down 23%. Year to date, the NASDAQ was down 14%, which really doesn't sound like a lot with all the selling that's going off. So the NASDAQ and a lot of those tech stocks have held up there pretty good. The S&P 500 was down about 20. The Europe and Far East markets down about 23. But then this week here, wow, this week alone, the NASDAQ gained about 10% for the week, a little over 10% for the week. The S&P 500 gained a little over 12% for the week, and the Dow was up over 12% for the week. Not bad. I mean, would have been great if you invested some money last Friday, a week ago Friday. You would have had a nice gain here. You probably could have said, well, I made enough money for the year. I'm going to quit and sell out. It's very difficult. And the reason I bring it up, it's very difficult to time the markets to know when the markets are going to rebound. Now, you're going to hear a lot of different talk from all the different people that we're going to have a V-shaped recovery. We're going to go sideways for some time. We're going to retest the lows. So what I'm going to try to do here is explain those, you know, what could possibly happen, what's going to go on. So what I want you to do is stay tuned. We're going to take a short commercial break. Don't forget, we're going to take your calls up to about 10 o'clock after the program. Don't forget the number, 412-281-3119, toll-free 1-800-400-3119. Then I'm going to talk a little bit about the CARES Act, make sure you're on top of that, have some facts and figures there, and then also talk about what you can do, again, to prepare yourself for times like this when they pop up. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Money Line Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Money Line will return right after this short commercial break.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in a maze of confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
Welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. And again, the phone numbers to call for about 2 hours after the program, 281-3119. Talking about the markets and how well they did. The Dow yesterday, yesterday, Good Friday, markets are closed. And by the way, happy Easter to everybody. I tell you what, when you're in lockdown, I don't know about you guys, you start to forget what day it is. I've had that with a few people. We were talking about, is today Tuesday or is today Wednesday? So happy Easter to everybody. Talk to your family, give them a call on the phone, maybe do a drive-by and wave and say hi and, be careful. I think this is going to be over. With some of the news that's out there, I guess what they were anticipating happening is not happening. So the numbers are good. So that's good for everybody. But on Thursday, the Dow was up about 285 points, or about 1.2%. The S&P 500 was up about 1.4%. That was up about 39 points. The NASDAQ up about 62 points, or about 0.7%. So pretty much all the way across the board, the markets are up. Nice rebounds for the week. Cut the damage down substantially so far. Now, what's going to happen? Normally, we talk about this. Here we are, the start of a new month, right? Here, this is like the 11th of April, all right? This is when earnings reports come out and earnings estimates for the future. Well, I'm pretty sure every company is going to say, we're not going to give any earnings estimates for the future because we have no idea. So what I think you as investors need to think about is there is the possibility of what they call a retest of the lows. Like we've had a pretty good rebound here, and some of that rebound may have been due to getting rid of some of the large hedge funds liquidating, some people buying, some reallocations, a lot of mutual funds, pension funds, age-based funds, a lot of them do rebalancing, and so they have a directive when it comes to investing. They must buy or maintain a certain percentage allocation in their portfolio. So if they're short on the stock side and have more on the bond side, which is possible because bonds have done well in the sell-off, stocks haven't. Well, they rebalance. If you got to have 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and it's out of whack, it's more like a 50-50, well, the reallocation has to sell off some bonds and buy some stocks. And some people seem to think that has happened too. Now, what are a lot of the analysts, you have all the analysts saying all different kinds of things, how long is it going to take? We probably won't get back to normal I mean, really normal, probably when you start the third quarter. I honestly believe that the economy is going to start to open up here at the end of the month, beginning of the month. And of course, everyone's going to take all the precautions. Then I think a lot of people are going to do the testing to figure out where they stand to make sure that they are okay and their family's okay. And that's going to build a lot of confidence because people are saying that, well, you know, maybe I'll be afraid to go to the store. Maybe I'll be afraid to go to the mall. Maybe I don't want to go to the restaurant. But I'm here to tell you, a lot of people are just going to say, I'm going to go. I'm going to go to the mall. I'm going to go to the restaurant. I'm going to go out. And I'm just going to be careful. So it could take a little time to get back up into the full swing. Think about this. Airlines go out at night. And the last couple of nights have been okay, except for the crazy storms in the middle of the night. Go out and look in the sky. Normally, you'd go outside, look around, you'd see airplanes flying around, right? You really don't see a whole lot of airplanes flying around. So that will be another tale. What will the airline traffic do right away when it opens up? Will it take a little bit of time to get back to half of, 50% capacity where we were? It'll be interesting to see how long it takes to get to 70, 80% of capacity where we were before this all started. Because I think some people might be afraid. Some people might be driving to the beach this year, right? After you take that 10, 12, 14-hour ride, some people might do that instead of flying or taking the three-day trip across country. So it's going to take a little time. So you might have this sideways movement in the markets where the values go up and down. And again, you got to kind of look at the markets. They look down the road. They look into the future. If you pulled all your money out and you're sitting in cash, very safe, but you might not time it right when the markets start to move back. And that's what you have to kind of keep in mind. The markets move when you don't think they should be because all the economic news is going to be bad. The earnings are coming out now and the earnings aren't going to be good. And the estimates in the future, they're going to be guesses. They're not going to be that great. So you have to understand that. From the past market crash in 2008, it took people a few years to get their values back. It took like anywhere between 2 to 3 years to get their values back that they had lost in that previous, but they did come back. And that's what you have to understand. The markets, the U.S. economy, the people that work here, pretty resilient. And we've already set a baseline. We were doing very well. I think a lot of people will shoot again for that baseline of, picking up the economic activity. And I think a lot of consumers are going to support that. I think a lot of consumers are going to get out there and help their local businesses. So we could go sideways for some time here. Now, the markets can hold this level. If you have what's called a V-shaped recovery, that means the stock prices bounce back pretty close to where they were before in a short order. Some people are saying that's happening or that's going to happen. Some people are saying we could retest the lows. We could get back down to, say, 2,100 on the S&P. I mean, right now we're at like 2,700 and change, and we could get back to 2,100 and bounce off that low number again. So when you listen to the financial channels, read the financial papers, you're going to hear retest the low, go sideways, V-shaped recovery. So there, hopefully that gives you a little indication of what's going to happen. Okay, we have to take a break here. We'll talk a little bit about interest rates and plus some of the planning considerations for the CARES Act. So stay tuned. You're listening to the Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovich. We're going to take a short break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Your business is growing. Your needs are changing. Raymond James Financial Advisor George Dukovich is committed to helping you design a financial plan for your life as well as the life of your business. As a business owner, you may be looking to expand, transfer the business to a family member, establish a 401k, or invest in Key Man Insurance. Whatever your needs, they can help. To learn more about their business services, call George Dukovich at 412-281-3119. Located in Pittsburgh in the Strip District. Raymond James Financial Services. Member FINRA. SIPC.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. I want to talk about interest rates. Hey, I saw a little blurb that maybe mortgage rates are starting to work their way back down. I talked to a local mortgage rep. And I asked him, hey, why weren't rates coming down? He goes, they were so busy, they didn't have enough people to close the deals that they have on the table. So I guess nobody was in a real hurry to cut interest rates. How about that? So, 10-year Treasury is still about 0.7%. That seems to be the benchmark that everyone's following. But I started to notice a little bit of decline in those mortgage rates. So we'll see what happens. So about 0.7% for the 10-year Treasury. And as you can probably tell, you've been to your financial institution asking about interest rates. They're pretty low. Question is, I would be interesting to see, let's go out a year. Let's go a year. We're kind of back to normal. Everything's back in swing. How quick the Federal Reserve increases interest rates, at least get them off the bottom. And I don't think many people would have a problem with interest rates going from 0 to 1-2%. Some of the money market funds before all this mess started, interest rates on some of the money funds were about 1.5 to 2%. But I've noticed those rates coming down and coming down quickly. And people ask me, hey, George, why do those money market rates come down so quickly? Well, the reason they come down quickly is that the investments in money market funds are very short term. They might be a 30-day. They might be a 60-day, 120-day. So think about it. When they renew, the money comes due, and the person running that money market fund has to go out and buy something new. Well, the new stuff that they're buying is paying less than the old bonds that they had. So the new bonds are much lower rates than the old bonds. So that's what's happening there. So don't be surprised. If you have some type of special going on, don't be surprised it doesn't stay that long up at those higher rates. Hey, some of the considerations, I've been reading a number of articles from a lot of different people about the CARES Act and everything that's taking place, the unemployment benefits and all that. Another thing that I get a lot of emails from the IRS, and I talk to the, you get their PR releases from them and Social Security. The thing you have to keep in mind is that there's a lot of scams taking place. So please be very, very careful. There are tons of scams taking place. So you have to understand that. Everybody's trying to hack into your accounts. Everybody's trying to hack and steal your money, everything. So please, please be very careful with that. What are some of the things you can do when the market's down? Well, if you want to buy low, and nobody knows where the low is, and no one knows when it's going to turn around. So if you want to buy low, now's the time to maybe increase your 401k contributions, due to the market decline. Or maybe you want to make your regular IRA contribution now. Even though the taxes aren't technically due, for two more months, three more months, something of that nature, you might want to consider putting the money in now. Another thing on the retirement planning side that you might want to think about, those Roth conversions and of course, Roth IRA contributions, invest now while the markets are low, that they're beat up, you're getting cheaper prices. And it is true, stocks are one of those only things that people run away from when prices are low. People always say, well, I'm going to wait till it recovers. Well, when it recovers, you're paying full price. You're not buying on sale. You're not buying good companies at a discount. So think about that. Maybe think about investing some of that money now in your retirement plans, making that Roth conversion. If you had a Roth that was, say, $10,000 and you want to, or an IRA that was worth $10,000 and you want to convert it to the Roth, might only have $7,000 or $8,000. that you convert now and you only pay tax on the $7,000 or $8,000, then it, when it recoups, I mean, the nice thing about that is that you have a lot more tax-free growth. So that's something to think about. Okay, look at that. There's a lot of unemployment considerations. You know, file for your unemployment on your first day that you're eligible. If you lost your job and you are a renter, contact your landlord or property manager. There might be some forbearance that's available in some of these areas. So you want to check into that to see if that'll help you out. Now, if you have a shortage in your cash flow, what are some of your considerations? What do you do? Well, what you want to do, number one, take a hard look at your budget. Take a hard look where the money's going. You might also want, in order to increase your cash flow, temporarily adjust your tax withholdings. You know, and you can do that with your payroll department. You know, if you're still employed, still getting a check, and you're like, "Ooh, money's getting a little tight. What do I do?" Maybe with, you know, adjust that tax withholdings. Maybe if the cash flow's tight, you can say, "Well, listen, I got to put a hold on the 401k for right now." Maybe you're putting in 10%. Maybe you want to cut it down just to get the company match. Or if you have to, cut it out altogether for the time being, for the short term. Some people put money in health savings accounts, HSA accounts. Maybe you can temporarily adjust those types of accounts too. So other things to think about, you know, you hear about the student loan debt, they're cutting the interest rate down to zero. Well, I would probably still try to pay on that student loan debt to try to get the principal done because of the 0% interest. You want to try to get rid of that debt because I know long term that's really going to be an anchor around a lot of people. So if you can knock off some good principal now, I would go ahead and do that now. There's a lot of other programs out there. If you have businesses, you want to talk to your banker, talk to another business owner just like you. Maybe talk to your accountant or talk to, maybe you don't have one, ask a friend if they have a banker or an accountant that can help with all these different programs that are out there so you can take advantage of them. Okay, we have to take a break here, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Moneyline Show. My name is George Dukovitz. We're going to take a short commercial break and be right back.
To call in with your money questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. The Moneyline will return right after this short commercial break.
Are you looking for an easy way to pass your investment assets to your heirs without going through the probate process and without giving up ownership control? Then consider the TOD account as part of your overall estate plan. With this special service, the investment assets held in the TOD brokerage account avoid the probate process, can be quickly transferred to the beneficiaries of your choice, and the assets receive the step-up of cost basis when passed to your heirs. For more information and a free brochure on the TOD account, contact the professionals at Dukovich & Associates, 412-281-3119.
Facing the future alone after the death of a spouse is one of life's most overwhelming experiences. And if your spouse handled all the financial affairs, the prospect of having to manage them yourself can make you feel like you're in amazing confusion. That's where the professionals of Dukovich Financial Services can help. With down-to-earth advice from a financial planning firm that's concerned about you and your financial well-being, personalized one-on-one service tailored to meet your specific needs and concerns so you don't have to go it alone. Call Dukovich Financial Services today at 412-281-3119. Put your mind to ease. 412-281-3119.
To call in with your specific questions, dial 412-281-3119. That's 412-281-3119. And now, back to the Moneyline Show with George Dukovich.
All right, welcome back to the Moneyline Show. This is George Dukovich. We are down the home stretch here for today's program. And I just, you know, hope everyone keeps their hopes up. I think this will definitely turn around for you investors and savers that are younger. I'm going to say younger, being younger than, say, 60 and still have many years to retirement. You have to take it in stride. Try to keep saving. Try to keep amassing as much wealth as you can and paying down as much debt as you can, because this will eventually pass and it will turn around. The one good thing I'm hoping is that we have a stronger economy. The other thing I'm hoping, that we get a lot of the manufacturing of the goods and services, especially the strategic, defensive, and medical needs that we need for the country. I am hoping they all come back here too, in different areas, and put those plants up in different areas where we have access to those goods and services without any type of interruption. So we're going to see how that plays out. I think it would be a good opportunity, like for some people that do have cash to look to invest. Maybe some people ask, well, how do I do it? I mean, everything's so choppy. One thing you can do, if you look at what's called dollar cost averaging, instead of, if you have, say, $10,000, $100,000, whatever, instead of jumping in all at once, if you want to be a little careful, you can split it up into maybe four or five times. Maybe take 20% and say, you know what, 20% over the next 10 weeks, every 2 weeks, I might allocate some money to investing. Or you might want to do it monthly. Because, like I said, it's very, very difficult to understand or guess exactly when to buy back into the markets, because a lot of times they move before you think they will move. And you might miss out on an opportunity to buy, you know, good companies at low prices, because eventually this economy will turn around and we'll get a handle on this virus. And I think we'll be well prepared for the next virus, don't you think? Because I think there's always going to be another virus coming down the road. Now, don't forget also to keep an eye out for your rebates that are coming for individuals. The government's going to be $1,200 for individuals with adjusted gross income up to $75,000. You individuals, you're going to be fully phased out at $99,000. Married couples, you're going to get $2,400 per couple. With AGI up to $150,000, you're fully phased out when your adjusted gross income reaches $198,000. Head of household, you get the $1,200 in you're fully phased out when your adjusted gross income hits $146,500. Children under 17, checks are increased by $500 for each child under 17. Now, they're talking that these payments, they're going to be mid to late April. So, heck, we're almost in mid-April next week. I would maybe push late April. Everything, just because there's so much. Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, everybody's getting a payment. So I would maybe go late April, early May, and hopefully that helps you with the bills to be paid. Payments will go automatically to those who authorized a direct deposit for their tax refunds on their 2018 and 2019 tax return. Now, the money's going to be directly deposited into the same bank account, and the taxpayer doesn't have to take any action to receive it. So, hey, check your bank accounts once a week, see if you got the money. All right. So that's the things that are taking place this week. Good week for the market. Let's see what happens next week. Don't be surprised next week. We don't go up because you had such a big bounce this week. So, again, be patient. Let this, you know, heal. Wait for the good medical news coming out. I think eventually we're all going to be okay. I'd like to thank you all for tuning in. And, again, I'd like to thank and say happy Easter to everyone out there. Take care. Talk to your family members. You know, talk to your friends you haven't talked to in a while either. Give them a call. Make it a busy phone day. Have a nice weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you next week on the Moneyline Show.
And that wraps up the Moneyline Show. Thanks for tuning in. And don't forget, if you have a question for one of the financial professionals at Dukovich & Associates, call their offices now at 412-281-3119 or toll free at 1-800-400-3119 on the web at DukovichFinancial.com. And one of their professionals will get right back to you. Your question may even be included on next week's edition of the Moneyline Show. Dukovich & Associates specializes in retirement, investment, and estate planning for individuals and business owners. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, member of FINRA and SIPC. Dukovich Financial. They help you with your most important decisions. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Dukovich Financial Services, Inc. is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. The views expressed during the Moneyline Show are not necessarily those of Wish Radio staff or management. It's recommended that you consult with your financial or legal professional before making any financial transactions. The content discussed during the Moneyline Show is designed to help the general public increase their knowledge of financial planning subjects. The information discussed during the Moneyline Show is not intended as a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any security referred to here in the program. You should discuss any tax or legal matters with the appropriate professional.